again, thanks so much. We're packing this place out on a Wednesday night. I cannot tell you how honored I am to be the first place on Emily's solo tour. It's just, outfitting store, the number three of stores that I had. At that time, I was the first female outfitter on the Eastern Seaboard, and that was back in 1980. I opened a store there, so it's kind of fun to be a part of the pioneering women in the world. And, yeah. I know a lot of y'all can appreciate that. Thank you. Anyway, so we're going to start doing this part of the show here right now, and once again, just thank you so much for coming in. Make it a part of this very special night for her, for me, for my staff, for Delania, quite for Delania. Delania is just interesting little story. Once upon a time, I got a phone call to go walk some land and looking at a place to live, and it happened to be Amy Ray. And at the time, I really didn't know that she was half of the Indigo Girls when I took her walking the land. Remember that, Amy?
I do.
I was a folky man. I was like, I was Joan Baez and Bob Dylan and so I didn't know. I wasn't keeping up with the progressive stuff. But anyway, since then I know that that Amy and Emily have just made. They are a force. They are a force. And it's so cool to see them kind of doing their own little thing, you know, to really kind of expand those wings out and make a difference. But one of the things that that I believe in is making a difference and doing things like, you know, standing in the front of marches and doing all kinds of benefit concerts. And that's just who they are. And God bless both of y'all. Emily's over there in the corner coming out here. But I just really think that's what God meant for us to be in creative spirit. So put your hands together.